The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. A lovely Tuesday to you, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 8th of January, 2019. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. All right, before one CES is officially kicked off. And no, I'm not going to bombard you with a whole bunch of crap today. Just a few items of crap. Though the first one actually has nothing to do with CES, though it still might be in the crap category. We're all aware of the folding screen phone that we seen last year, right? Well, Xiaomi, yeah, you know, the Chinese maker, they thought, well, let's join this game too. Yep, in a new leaked video, it seems that Xiaomi's take on the new upcoming foldable phone movement is a go. And just like that folding phone we seen before, this thing is friggin' thick. Yeah, it's definitely oversized, even though they're saying it won't look like this when it's all said and done. Now, strangely enough, when the thing is in the open position, the foldable screen appears to actually look like a tablet. Then when it's folded down, it functions as a smartphone, so there's a little bit of a change there, compared to what we've seen, of course, from Samsung and Lenovo, plus LG. You know, all those are on the foldable bandwagon. Of course, if you haven't heard also, Apple, they might be joining that game too, at least by 2020. Now, what else we can see from the leaked video? It seems the thing's about 6 to 7 inches. Screen size, that is. And from what we can kind of tell from the display, it has 5G. Though that may not be exactly true. May just be there for looks for now. Regardless, our sources are saying we should be seeing the finished product sometime this year. I'm not holding my breath, though. Okay, on to that CES crap. Now, just so you know, this is one of those things at CES that says, wow, that looks cool. How much is it? We don't know. There's no price. Meaning you can't buy this yet, and you probably will never be able to buy it. Then again, the size of the average house probably can't fit this thing. I'm talking about Samsung's latest wall TV. In fact, yes, it's basically as big as a wall. 219 inches of pixel glory. Hence, that's why they call this thing the wall. Yes, that's the name of the television. Now, apparently, the thing has a new technology known as micro LED. Now, of course, Samsung is saying this is the screen of the future. Now, if the wall sounds familiar, yeah, that's because last year they kind of did the same thing, but it was only 146 inches. So definitely Samsung's on the kick of bigger is better. Though again, just like the 146 that was unveiled last year, that still isn't available, and yeah, you know where this is going. Though hopefully we will be seeing this new micro LED technology in upcoming Samsung televisions. And finally, the theme of this show has been crap, so yeah, we're going to continue on that route with some more CES crap. This crap, however, though, has got Google Assistant built in. Yep, just like we were telling you yesterday, it's going to be a theme of AI at CES this year. Well, here's our first take on it. This comes from the folks over there at Simple Human, and if that sounds familiar to you, well, you probably got one of their trash cans, soap dispensers, or toilet plungers. Yep, you can see where this one's going. Get ready for the Simple Human Google AI mirror. Yeah, a mirror. Yes, this lovely glass that you can look at yourself in has a built-in microphone and a speaker, letting you connect to your Google Assistant. Ah, but that's not all. You can also have Bluetooth, and I can't even believe I'm about to say this, AirPlay 2 support for your mirror. Yes, meaning Apple's on board with this stupid thing. Now, according to Simple Human, this thing has a 2.5-inch acoustic driver, so it's going to deliver to you room-filling sound. Boy, this is sounding like a sales pitch, isn't it? And they're saying the most nifty feature about this, if you can imagine there's more, it has built-in True Lux bulbs that will automatically replicate daylight in the morning for you. Now, if you're sitting there thinking, well, at CES, we don't have a price on this yet, we do! That is, if you're willing to cop up $400 to look at yourself. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website. You can get subscribed to our podcast over there. You can check out our blog and reviews. If you feel that techie, itchy side of you, go check it out right now. Also, give us a like and a follow on Facebook, British Tech Network, on Twitter, too, at British Tech, and our BTN community at our Slack room. That is where you really should be checking out, because that's where the fun is. Join us right now, britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, at least we got through Monday. Let's try to do the same thing for Tuesday. Have a great one, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.